what can I speak to you about that will give you maximum value in your life and your business? Well, it's about how I got from point A to point B. So where I was 3, 4 years ago, 7, 8 years ago, into my youth, you know, what's changed? What in my life has changed? And what were those crucial decisions that I made that's changed everything for me? And I've had loads of mentors and loads of people who've told me to do X, Y, and Z. You know, those classic business things of, you know, do your SWOT analysis, suss out your profits, suss out your turnover to have a successful business that will change your life and all that. They missed out something essential. And what they missed out was it wouldn't change who I am. I'd still be living by the same set of rules that I'd lived off previously. So when I went back, say, 10 years ago, when I lived in Barrowing Furness, so a bit more of a not the best town in terms of economically and socially and all compared to where I live now. So I was living a totally different life there to what I'm living now. And if I try to run my business on those rules, it just doesn't make sense. So it doesn't make sense in terms of money, what success is, and what's right and what's wrong. So what I've had to do, I've had to reprogram my brain to live it by the rules of today. So it's my rules, not another person's set of rules of what's right and what's wrong. A perfect example of that, which sounds a crazy thing to say, is money. Oh, dare we talk about money? Very un-British. We can't talk about that, but we can. So if I was to give Chris from Barrow £100, you go, oh, £100, that's a lot of money, isn't it? And it is. But if I was to give Chris, the successful business owner running Scruffy Monkey, £100, he'd appreciate the money, but it didn't have that certain wow factor. And what that means is that I can pass that on to potential clients and the way I live. So when I'm asking for money for a website, I'm a web designer, asking for £3,000, as an example, used to scare the life out of me. You know, my coach takes the mick. Crossley took the mick. I could never ask for those sums of money. I could never do it. But now it's very natural because I have a different relationship with money and what it means in my life. It's just a thing now. So I can ask for £3,000. It's just a thing. Yeah. £3,000, going back 5 years ago, how many years we want to go back, was a huge thing. So that has really transformed my life and my business and what I'm able to attract and what to ask for. And I've also come to the realization that any problems I now have in my life or my business is 100% my fault. And what I mean by that is I will revert back to my old programming. So I will go into Chris and Barra, a bit of fight mode activated, you know, back goes up a bit, back against the wall, you know, come out, fight. No, it's not what it's about now. And I've got to live that successful business owner life in everything that I do. So it's about being relaxed, taking it back and making those right decisions. So example, I had a bad week last week, not my best week. Consult sound was getting frustrated. And you know, we start to blame our clients. Oh, they haven't done that. Oh, it wasn't their fault. It was my fault. It was 100% my fault. Why? Because it was up to me to ask them the questions and onboard them correctly. So as a business owner, I've gone, right, okay, I've needed to adjust that. Okay, that's right. Oh, make sure next time when we're onboarding, we ask that question. Self-management and self-leadership, massively important. You know, if I was to try to teach them lessons to me a few years, they wouldn't make sense. So that's how I want to sum today's little 5 minute bite up for you. It's about being the person you want to be today. Take the lessons from yesterday, yes, but live it for today and think about your tomorrow. It is up to you. It is 100% a decision, a choice, and the choice is yours. Thank you. My name's Chris from Scruffy Monkey Web Design. Thank you.